Are you ready for the word of God? How many are ready for the word of God? Praise the Lord. Thank you. I can't see your smiles, but we thank God. We hope and trust that this will come to an end one day. This also, one day, will come to pass. I have faith. Thank you so much, Willie, for a great time of worship this morning. I was blessed to actually be a part of that wonderful time of worship. A pastor announced one Sunday that next week he was going to preach on the sin of lying. And as preparation for the message, he wanted the congregation to read the 17th chapter of the book of Mark. So the next Sunday, the minister began by asking for a show of hands. He wanted to know how many had read Mark chapter 17. More than half of the people raised their hands. The minister smiled and chuckled. And then he said, "Mark has only 16 chapters. I will now proceed with my sermon on the sin of lying." That's awesome. So this morning we continue with our series, What God Hates, from Proverbs chapter 6. So again, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Proverbs. We are in chapter number 6. We're going to read verses 16 to 19. And as a tradition, if you find it, could you please rise to your feet if you can, in honor of the reading of God's word. The book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, in the New International Version, the Bible says, beginning to read at verse 16, "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable or abominable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community." Last week, we began the series by talking about haughty eyes or a proud look. But today we are going to explore the second in line, a lying tongue or lying lips. Remember, God hates a lying tongue or lying lips with passion. May the Lord add a blessing to the public reading of his word. Let's pray together. God, our eternal and immortal Father, we thank you for the opportunity to listen to your word intently. We ask for the power and the teaching ministry of your Spirit to be our portion. May the anointing of your Spirit drive your word to our hearts for our understanding, edification, and conviction. May you grant us courage to apply that word to our lives and to live them out to the glory of your great name. We acknowledge your presence because we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And somebody said amen. Thank you. You may be seated. In an article entitled, "Do You Miss the Truth?" Dr. Mike Edwards asserts, Telling lies has been and will continue to be a part of the human condition. After all, before we were saved, we were under the influence of the devil. According to Jesus, the devil is the father of lies. However, I must admit, it seems like lying has soared to new heights in our culture. Misleading, breaking, and bombshell fake news headlines. Biased fact checkers. Content and context engineering. Malevolent, malicious, and unkind manipulation of sound bites lifted out of their original context for selfish gain. Today, we usually get phone calls from scammers impersonating authorities of legitimate government agencies and financial institutions in order for them to steal confidential information, which leads to fraud and stolen identities. We have exposure to conspiracy theories and propaganda abounding on the traditional mainstream and social media platforms and are shared by friends, family, who innocently pass on deceptive lies and misinformation. And then there is the fine print, whose goal is to deceive and defraud unsuspecting customers as well as clients. That's why before you sign a contract, please make sure you understand it or give it to a lawyer to go through it before you potentially sign your life away. Mike goes on to say, the Leo Burnett Advertising Agency did a nationwide telephone survey a few years ago on lying, cataloging when North Americans lie, how they lie, and why they lie. The results were interesting. 91% of all North Americans confess that they lie on a regular basis. 79% had given out false phone numbers or invented new identities when meeting strangers on planes. 20% of North Americans, one out of every five, admitted that they couldn't get through even one day without going along with a previously manufactured lie. Guess what the survey revealed people lie about the most? Their income, their weight, their age, and their true hair color. Dr. Mike concludes with what he found most intriguing about the study. People no longer seem to care about lying anymore, unless they are put under perjury of oath. He observed that we don't get upset anymore when someone exaggerates, falsifies, fabricates, or misrepresents the truth. We have become so accustomed to our politicians breaking promises that we do not even refer to it as lying anymore, lest we offend someone's sensibilities or appear to be politically incorrect. Romans chapter 3 says, all men are sinners and have become liars. And then in verse 13, Paul adds, their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips, or if you would like, the poison of vipers is on their tongues. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Inasmuch as we practice lying in many spheres of our influence, we need to realize and be reminded often that according to Scripture, the original liar, the origin of lying, is no other than the devil himself. Remember, he's an enemy of God. A sworn enemy of God. And he was a liar from the beginning. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about that old serpent. Satan used to be called Lucifer. He is a deceiver. So good at lying that he deceived one third of heaven's angels. Can you imagine? Once he was cast down on earth by God, he questioned God's commands and deceived Eve and Adam in the garden in disobedience to God's warning. Find that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. No wonder Jesus called the devil the father of lies, whose native language, native tongue, is lying. Lo and behold. So you may be wondering, and you're saying, what is lying? What is lying? The word lie in Hebrew means falsehood. In the Greek, it means to willfully misrepresent or to mislead. So a good definition of lying is to speak falsely with the intent to deceive. So, just so we are on the same page, and in case you're wondering, we all lie from time to time because we are sinners. Don't look at me that way as if you have no idea what I'm talking about, because we all lie. Some lie about their values. Some lie about their identity. And some lie about their origin, while others lie about facts. Both lies emanate from Satan and can mislead others because they create a false impression of yourself. Other forms of lies, to mention a few, are broken promises, which are defined as failure to keep one's spoken commitment or promise. Broken promises can be especially damaging when the person who made the promise had no intentions whatsoever of keeping their word. Another form of lying is flattery, excessive or insincere praise. meaning the act of praising someone, often in a way that is excessive and insincere, because you want something from them. You have ulterior motives. And then hypocrisy, a pretense of having a virtuous character, moral or religious beliefs, or even principles, values, and convictions that that person does not really possess. It involves deception of others and is thus also a lie. Another form of lying is slander. Slander is the uttering of malicious charges which damage the reputation of others. Slander is usually done by twisting another's words, by misquoting the statements of others, by repeating a story that reflects badly on the character of others, or by jumping to a quick conclusion about another person without knowing carefully or without checking the facts. Slander is malicious lying, also known as character assassination or defamation of character. It is a sin, saints, before God. God hates it because it damages relationships and it hurts people, real people. It is hurtful to both the perpetrators and their victims. In fact, it is an act of betrayal, and it violates trust that people built over time. Eric wrote in response to a blog post about lying, "I'm learning that I need to turn to the Lord to help me change my ways. I still lie, but I want to change things now in my life and look to what the Lord has in store for me for a better life. I have hurt many people by my lies, and I just didn't know how to stop. Excuse me. I have hurt my grandma a lot by my lies, and I don't know if I will ever earn trust back again. It's hard for me to admit that I've hurt the people I love by my deceitful tongue." Now, how many of us in here can identify with Eric this morning? I hope and trust we are all seeking help, looking, fetching, calling on God to deliver us from the spirit of lying like Eric. Which brings us to our second point. According to Scripture, God hates a lying tongue. God hates a lying tongue. In the Bible, "Thou shalt not lie" is one of the Ten Commandments. Since God is not indifferent to lying or deceit, He hates all kinds of lying because they are detestable, repugnant, despicable, and abominable in His sight. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but He delights in those who tell the truth." He delights in those who tell the truth. Then Psalm 101, verse 7 adds in the New International Version, No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house, says the Lord. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence, says the Lord. That shows you and me, and I, that God hates lying. It's not a simple issue. This is serious. God hates it when we speak lies because we are speaking a devil's language and share in his heritage. See, in John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus, addressing the Pharisees, said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own native tongue, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So lying is a temptation by Satan, just like many other sins that we struggle with. Sometimes it seems easier to lie our way out of a situation than admit the truth. But rarely does lying have positive results. It often leads to hurt, mistrust, and an endless cycle of more lies. It is also selfish to lie and glorify self at the expense of others. Which brings us to our last point. A lying tongue will lead to misery. A lying tongue will lead to misery. A mom once lamented, "I feel so angry at myself for lying, but what I find at the heart of the lying is covering up either my son's problems with high-functioning autism or my husband's problems with Asperger's, or even my medical problem that have resulted from being hit by a drunk driver and having ongoing vertigo that prevent me from medically driving." I had worked in a ministry for years as a social worker before I started having serious inner ear and vestibular problems. I hate that I lie, but I've searched my heart and think the lies happen when I don't know people well enough to have the time to explain all of our family's baggage. I tend to lie, making our family sound like they have no problems. Upon meeting people, I feel that people get very uncomfortable with me explaining my family's issues. And it also leaves me feeling very sad that people that know the truth too early reject getting to know us more. When talking to medical people, I have to try hard not to exaggerate the problem so we can get more services from the government to help. Now, this mom was full of shame and was scared of being rejected. So she lied in order to look good and impress others, just so she could be accepted. But sometimes she exaggerated so they could get more services from the government. Now, a lot of people find themselves in this situation. They are scared of being shamed, rejected, and shunned by their friends and peers. And so they tell lies to feel accepted and to fit in, to get more services or favors, or to feel more accepted by their friends, leading to a downward spiral of lying until they are enslaved by Satan, who is the father of lies. I've been down that road before growing up, and I know exactly what I'm talking about. But God can set you free. You don't have to be like that. You don't have to remain enslaved to lying. God can set you free by the Holy Spirit, and He can give you a clean heart. Only if you come to Jesus. When we produce lies, we worship and save ourselves as we seek to hide our failures, mistakes, and sins instead of coming into the light and acknowledging our sin and receiving mercy and grace from God our Father. A habitual, compulsive, pathological liar and church leader called Timmy wrote, "I lie to avoid pain or conflict or maybe ridicule. Perhaps this is still along the lines of getting pleasure. I have been examining my life and have buried my head for years to the fact that I lie. I'm a church leader. And I've always found some way to either justify lying or sweep it aside. Now, as a believer, how many of us here can identify with Timmy? I don't know your situation. I don't know what you are struggling with, what you are fighting with, but God knows. The fact is, we are all here in this room. Malicious gossipers, slanderers, pathological and habitual liars, as well as character assassins. We are all here. You can add to that list. We are all here. Proverbs 25 verse 18 in the New Living Translation says, "Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but those who tell the truth are His delights." Now, you realize that lying is sin before God, and God hates it. And you're wondering, how can I overcome lying? How can I overcome lying? I'm glad you ask. In response to a blog post on how to overcome lying, Olivia, not her real name, wrote, "Hey, I'm Olivia, and I always lie to myself and to people I love. And it hurts me inside and also hurts them inside too. I want to stop lying, but don't know how. I need some pointers on how to stop lying. If I continue lying, I will lose everything that I worked hard for, and I don't want to do that. So I want to change and stop lying to people I love and myself. I hate that I lie, and I want to change, but it is really very hard for me to stop. So I want to stop lying and be a better person. Please help. How can I stop lying?" If that's your question as well, the first step you need to take to overcome lying is to see it for what it is. Lying is a sin, and it displeases God. God hates a lying tongue and will punish liars who do not repent. Therefore, turn to Christ. Cast your burdens on Him. Confess your sin. And then commit your life to Him. Not only your heart, but your tongue as well. Pray for help to overcome lying. It is a spiritual bondage. You need to be set free. Ask for prayer from the brothers and sisters and from those you trust to stand with you in prayer until you are set free. Do something about it. Don't sit on it and ignore it. It's a problem. It needs to be addressed. You see, saints, a person is not a liar because they tell lies. They tell lies because they are a liar. That's why we need a heart change. Luke chapter 6 verse 45 says, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, Jesus, addressing the Pharisees, said, "You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of your heart, the mouth speaks." Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, in the New Living Translation, "Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him." That means hating what God hates and loving what God loves. Then Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 says, "Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body." In conclusion, saints, remember, God hates a lying tongue. And we must also hate what he hates and love what he loves. Also, remember that lying will cost you more than you think. I will leave you destitute. Marco laments in a blog post, "I need help. Badly lying has corrupted my life so bad that for the past few days, I have been considering suicide. Because of lying, I lost my marriage. And because of lying, I was kicked out of the church. I have lost everything. I need help. I want to change." Let those words resonate in your heart or with your heart. "I need help." "Do you need help?" And then, "I want change." "Do you want to change?" How desperate are you for God? Are you ready to let him change your heart today? Because he's ready. Are you? Give your life to Jesus and let him change and transform your heart. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the clarity, simplicity, and power of your word. Our prayer is that we may not be hearers only or listeners only, but doers of the word of God, who apply the word of God in our lives and who go home and live it out to the glory of your great name. By your Spirit, Lord, enable us to be the kind of church you have called us to be, loving and caring and compassionate to each other. For you said, "If you love one another, then the world will know that you are my disciples." Help us, Lord, to be true followers of Jesus, being changed and transformed each and every day in our habits and in our character and in our behaviors. as we interact in community, I pray that we shall not lie to each other, but we are going to walk as children of light who are being transformed by the renewing of their minds and by the Holy Spirit into the image of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to seek help if we need it from others. Set us free, Lord, from the spirit of lying, and break every bondage and chain of Satan and every shackle of the enemy. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. Brood upon it, and may it bear fruit in our lives, fruit that is going to last to the glory of your great name. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord raise his countenance upon you and give you his shalom. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have prayed. And somebody in the house said amen.